I have not flown in a while. Who has? Yeah. Well, obviously, some people. But, you know, for a long time, airline food has been very criticized.
Yes, to say the least.
I believe it's improved over the years.
Maybe first class.
Yeah. If you're in first class, like, everything improves.
Can the bag of peanuts get any better? Well, apparently, the Finnish airline Finnair has food so good that it's going to offer people a chance to purchase the food that it usually serves on its airline flights in grocery stores. That's how good the food must be. Yes, starting today at grocery stores in Finland, you can get the Finnair airline offerings featuring a rotating selection of entrees that would be changing every couple of weeks that they would provide the stores.
I guess I've reserved judgment, but in my mind, when I think of airline food coming in a grocery store, I think of those old early editions of TV dinners.
Well, this is prepackaged, as you would receive it, but it says here the menu will include things such as Finnish smoke and reindeer, beef and teriyaki with radish sauce, and some attention being paid to some of the street food that you'd find in Tokyo's culture, because they say that's very popular on its Finnish airline menu list. Hmm. Yeah, we wanted to offer up the opportunity, according to an airline spokesperson, to offer the Finnair Air experience every day for everyone that you'd usually have in our airlines now that's not restricted anymore because you'd be able to get it in grocery stores near you.
Now, there's an airline trying to figure out how to make money in this pandemic.
Maybe that's... So, yeah, airline...
But they're not selling it on the planes.
Airline food's so good, but it's mainly served in a grocery store.
I will take a pass on that.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want any Finnish reindeer?
Yeah, I don't know why. That one does not sound appealing. The other ones were okay, but still. It's
beef and teriyaki?
Yeah, beef and teriyaki.
Yeah, okay. not a venison connoisseur, eh, Pat?
Yeah, I don't know. I like venison jerky.
Oh, yeah, so do I. I like venison sticks. I mean, I love them.
Let's just face it. We all know Christmas is coming up, and we don't want to be accused.
I don't want to be the reindeer.
Yeah. I'll have an order of vixen, please.
I think I'd rather...
Maybe I chose the wrong ring.
Yeah, I think so.
Charlie's going to get hate mail now. Yeah, yeah, kids everywhere.
You're getting into the Bambi side of things now.
Here's one for you. And, Pat, you might appreciate this because it has to do with bacon.
Oh, okay. Can never go wrong with bacon.
Hormel Foods, which is known for its black label bacon, it says, is announcing the launch of breathable bacon.
Breathable bacon?
Yes. Now through October 28th, Hormel is giving away free masks that feature the latest in pork-scented technology. You can breathe bacon when you have your mask on.
All day long.
The masks will be given away for free while supply lasts, and it's actually being done as a charitable effort because it says for every request, it will donate one meal to Feeding America. Up to 10,000 meals will be given away if they get 10,000 requests.
I think you're going to be longing to actually eat bacon all day long with that on.
Or you'll want to eat your mask.
Yeah, no.
Really, if you're in for a quick snack, why not? Hormel says its recent innovations are developing an experience of multi-sensory virtual reality experiences with its black label bacon.
We've experienced some bacon over the years in some restaurants, Pat, that probably chewed like masks.
You get a piece of bad bacon, you know it. Hormel says it's even developing musical experiences using the sounds of bacon and also developing the world's first bacon-fueled motorcycle. Now,
bacon-fueled
that's what
motorcycle.
It says here.
Bacon, what a waste of good bacon.
And maybe it's using the grease.
Is it using the grease?
It just says bacon-fueled, so there you go. But if you're interested, go to breathablebacon.com. We'll put a link up on our Morning Team page and get your pork-scented mask that you can wear.
All right.
And finally, Dunkin'. Of course, remember, it's no longer Dunkin' Donuts. It's now just Dunkin'.
Dunkin'.
Dunkin' is now introducing a brand new Dunkin' donut for the Halloween season. To me, you know, hey, the donut's good enough. You've just ruined it with this topping. The topping is Dunkin's new spicy ghost pepper donut.
Ooh, that sounds like a waste of a good donut.
What is a spicy?
If I'm not mistaken, ghost pepper is very strong.
Sorry.
It's one of the very strongest peppers, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
And, yeah, to introduce that on top of a donut, couldn't you just glaze it?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just put some sprinkles on it?
I thought you were going to tell us something good. Like, I'm hearing seeing things about these new Klondike-covered donuts.
Well.
It's, chocolate covering.
I'll take that, too.
Yeah. That sounds much better than what you're describing.
The spicy ghost pepper donut is a yeast donut ring glazed with a strawberry-flavored icing topped with a blend of cayenne, ghost pepper, and red sanding sugar.
All right. Mm.
Can I get a plain one of those, please? Sorry. Especially because a lot of people enjoy donut as a breakfast treat. I'm not sure I want the spicy ghost pepper.
Is this the one that's called a deliciously daring donut?
Whoa, okay, I don't have that. You got a better description of that. That's maybe, what it sounds like to me.
Maybe the sugar offsets the cayenne or something. And,
maybe.
Yeah.
Do we need to do a taste test of these?
You guys will. I will. Yeah, I will not.
You try it first, Charlie, and tell us how it was.
That doesn't do spicy.
We're gonna opt out of
art.
That. Maybe we can get a breathable bacon mask for you.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. Yeah, I'll take that over. Right. This, I'm going to have a donut, I don't want it being spicy. Yeah,
no,
spicy foods. Sure, I guess. But
that sounds more
chilly
later
in
the day. Not for breakfast. Not a good way to start the day.
It's going to be offered starting when?
It doesn't say. It just says that during this season.
Oh, okay.
It's for Halloween, I guess.
Through December. Through December.
Okay.
Do we even have Dunkin' around here anymore?
I don't know. Somebody's got to call and let us know. Listeners, we needed to know.
Yeah, how about you guys try it for us and let us know?
Yeah, listeners, yes. You do the taste test and let us know and we'll report for you. The Dunkin' Spicy Ghost Pepper Donut.